Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
So our other text number, 800-400-3697, that's not the contest line. That's the line where you can write in your thoughts, your opinion, your song requests, whatever.
Sure. We'll sing anything you want.
Oh, right. For real songs.
Right,
got it.
Whatever. Sure. That's what I meant when I asked for Lady Gaga, Sarah's version.
Rah-rah, oh la la.
No, I went.
You don't have that ready?
I forget which song it was.
Oh, come on.
What are
you
talking about?
The one you sang for me.
Don't play that.
Yeah.
I'll sing you a new one.
What's it called?
You and I.
You
and I. Right.
Sit back down where you belong in the corner of my bar with your high heels on. Sit back down on the couch where we made love the first time and you said to me something about this place.
All right. I think we got it.
No.
Something about lonely nights and my lips.
Oh, a little reverb. Nice.
Something about my cool Nebraska guy. Something about you and I. You and I. Yeah, you and I.
This is making me so. We're getting a studio in at our house. Come on.
Yeah.
You are?
You
yeah.
You and I.
So you can make records?
No, so we can have live Friday night jams.
Oh.
I was thinking it would be a fun podcast live from Sarah's house every
absolutely.
Friday night. Do a Facebook Live. And
that would be
damn,
great.
Damn,
so
so
do
fun.
That?
Maybe. We're setting up a studio, though.
Yeah, but you'll get all, well, it's no fun if everyone's watching.
Oh, no, it'll be great. A couple drinks in.
Okay. Just now, you had that sourpuss for about a half a second when he started the song, and then you start shaking your shoulders, and all of a sudden you're into it.
That's actually not that. I've performed far worse than that. I'm not that embarrassed
it's
by
good.
That one.
I love it.
Anyway, your texts include 415 says it takes big corporations to make change. Look
yes,
at North
it does.
Carolina bathroom ban.
Yep, it's great. And to Delta, get out of Atlanta. Just go. Is that where their hub is right now? The state just passed all these. It's like, oh my God, you
went after him
a-holes.
For taking a stand.
Yeah, good. And like, I think New York and Washington and Missouri, they're all like, come on over, we'll take you, make us your new hub.
Well, that's one of the trips, though. I was telling you guys that my dad was part of an airline that tried to start up in Texas, and those parking spots, whatever
the
they want to call those, the gates are a thing.
Yep.
So it's not quite
long
as easy.
Held leases
yeah,
on those.
Yeah, it's harder to get in there than you think. And
right.
The business my dad went over to help start, that thing went under because they couldn't get the gates to run flights.
Right. PSA, was it?
No, he worked at PSA for forever. It was called Legacy, and it was Ross Perot.
Yeah.
It was his.
And people were shutting them
airline.
Down.
They couldn't get the gates because there's another major airline that hubs out of Love. Is it Love? No. Whatever the field is in Dallas.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. But anyway, I hope they can find a new home. But it's not as easy as just moving.
Well, these places are all saying, we'll take you.
Ha ha, Vinny. Welcome to the craziness and wild love of having two kids. You'll absolutely hate it.
And?
Sometimes. And still worth what these people will bring to your life. Congrats.
That's true. And daughters. How cute.
Yeah, there was a... Will it be a boy? Will it be a boy? Huh? Another girl. And everyone's response is, well, you're outnumbered, buddy. I'm like, in life.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're.
Everywhere he looks, there's some woman telling him what to do.
I mean, this is not just
that
at
is
home.
True.
This is everywhere I go.
Well, more of the same.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear what her name's going to be.
I know.
Oh, someone wrote in and said that they had named their kid Waverly after hearing me mention it on the air, so I may have to.
Yeah. Mm. Well, you could do what Bryn did. You did do that for the most part. Like, we had never heard the name Isla before, I'll tell you.
Oh, you had Isla Fisher?
No, I'd heard the name in the world, but he wasn't putting that out as one of the options.
I'd like to hear your names. I'm just throwing that out.
How old room, is Ripley. Vinny?
Oh, he's like 32.
Vinny's 48. Believe me, all these things
for
went into
month.
The decision-making process. Someone else wrote in something about how I'll be collecting Social Security.
Oh, what a sweet text that was.
Oh, that was nice of them.
What a nice reminder.
But they're not wrong. I mean, I definitely thought about I'll be kissing retirement goodbye.
Mm. Oh, Vinny.
No doubt. No doubt. You'll hear me doing traffic in 20 years.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I don't have 20 years left in me. I'm sorry.
I know that you don't. I know there'll be a point where Sarah says, dude, I made my money. I'm out of here. Have a good one. And I'm going to be like,
had my kids in a timely fashion. And
yeah. Good for you. No doubt. I made my own decisions and I got to live.
And it'll
them.
Be worth it. And you'll be the best damn traffic reporter the Bay Area has
no
ever
doubt.
Seen.
Right. Dear Sarah, Dick's never sold assault rifles or combat level weapons. No one does. So this move on Dick's part was just virtue signaling.
I don't know if that's true. Dick's was saying that this guy owned a gun.
He bought a rifle from them, but
it wasn't
not
the one he used.
What was used, no.
Right. Well, even if that's not true, someone's out there selling them. Because clearly they're available. And not hard to get.
408 says, just heard the good news. Congrats to Vinny and Dusty. Now we know why she didn't go surfing in Hawaii. Yeah, that's why we didn't surf.
You'd think she could have just sat like a lump on the beach while you surfed.
Yeah, I didn't.
I mean, come on, man.
I didn't.
Saddling you with another kid?
I didn't.
What the what?
I didn't. I just went, okay. FYI, they had planned to measure the snowpack today, but postponed it to next week because of the storm.
Great. Because we're expecting much more. Oh, man. So it's like a relief.
Well,
such a weight off to know that
this Sierra's
going.
Getting,
no doubt.
Mm. Oh, speaking of knocking on wood, did you start Origin yet? The book?
I finished Artemis last night.
Oh, okay.
I put it down and went to sleep, and I'm starting
Origin, whatever, it doesn't matter.
I'll start that today.
Okay, good.
Artemis, by the way, that's the Andy Weir. Whoever wrote The Martian. Little bit slow to get going. It's about a moon city,
mm-hmm.
And it's the beautiful thing about his sci-fi is you go, okay. I buy
it. It feels believable.
It feels he's all scienced up. You know, he really knows how everything works and why this happened. And why, I mean, it's and it just turns into a really great mystery and a super fun adventure. I really liked it. I tore through it.
But you say slow to get
going. A little slow to get going. But they're laying it out. You know, you're sort of learning what the life is like in this moon city, Artemis.
All right.
It's not set in the distant future either. It's pretty, you know, maybe 100 years or so.
405 says, yes, Kaká is a Brazilian soccer player.
Oh. Unlike Kaká, which is something entirely different.
Where's my $5?
Oh, $5. Nobody was betting you, Vinny. I still haven't paid you your $5 from yesterday.
Oh, yeah. You owe me $5
I know.
From yesterday.
You got $5. I'd rather owe it to you.
No, I spent my money yesterday.
Oh.
On your hairdo?
Yeah, for tips and stuff.
Vinny, congratulations on the new baby. By the way, I suspected something was up. You kept talking about biological clocks. Seemed like you had done research on the subject recently.
It is true. You can tell what's happening in Vinny's life just by the asides he makes on various stories. And
I don't.
That's why we all knew you were engaged.
I'm a
we
terrible
all knew you were
secret
another
keeper
baby.
To begin with. But then on top of it, there's no question, a lot of clues, especially when you guys are saying it to my face. This is a baby moon. I'm like,
We saw right through that.
Yeah, hello. You should have lied to us and said that Isla was going.
Yuzi seems, 408 says, Yuzi seems hurt, and I totally get it. Also, Hooman, are you going to ask all the hard-hitting questions? Is this why they got engaged? And is this why she conveniently... Oh, why was conveniently busy for Wonderland?
Yeah!
It would have been pretty suspicious if she wasn't drinking. And is Vin sad he's not going to get a boy? P.S. Congrats.
I was thinking the boy thing, but you
can't... Oh, I didn't even think about the drinking thing. Like, she is so fun when she's had some drinks in her.
Nobody...
And usually she does have them when she comes to Winterland.
Actually, the Winterland thing, the drinks thing came up, no question, but she didn't feel well in the beginning.
Oh, did she have some morning sickness?
It wasn't morning sickness. It was like all day sickness.
Right.
Like she didn't feel well.
Yeah, that whole morning sickness thing is kind of a myth.
It was just didn't feel well. Yeah. Didn't feel right. And it was going on for on and on.
They say, though, that a lot of morning sickness is indicative of a healthy baby. It's taken what it needs from you. And it's...
Well, it's taken everything from her.
Great.
She was wiped for sure. And that's why she didn't go. She didn't feel well.
Well, now you're well into the second trimester. That's the horniest of the trimesters.
Is that right?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Well, look at this.
Feeling better. You're, yeah.
All right.
It's like a good weekend at Vinny's house.
All right.
It is the horniest of the trimesters.
Sarah, you know what happened. They got Isla to sleep in her own bed at night. And that opened up the door for mom and dad time.
Yeah. Hey, Vinny, I was 48 when I had my first daughter. You made the right choice. 48 is the new 21. Blackjack.
I don't know about that, but yes, I definitely have committed to being a parent in my, what do you call those, your golden years?
Old age.
Yeah, in my old age. Oh, here's another thing that happened. Okay, 95 says, Vinny, there are plenty of kid books that help the first kid get excited to be a big sister. You can find a lot of cute books for her to read. Remember the other day I told you we went to the bookstore in the evening hours? Mm-hmm. We went to get big sister books. And that was the night that...
Is that when you told her? That?
No, she'd been getting news, but we went to go get some books to read at night to her about being a big sister and all this stuff. And that was the night
She'd
forgotten the wallet, and we had to go back to the house and back to the bookstore. And you were like, why would you? That's why. We were trying to get these books, and we'd pumped her up to big sister books. And then the missus goes, yeah, I forgot my wallet, too. So anyway, that was another piece of the puzzle there, and we are reading those books to her.
Every place should have Apple Pay. Yeah. You wouldn't have to worry, because God knows we don't forget our phones. There was a picture of Justin Bieber. I guess he had some birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's just so funny how you don't even notice it anymore. He's there. You know, his mom shows up at the thing, and he's giving her a big hug. And she's got her hand around his back, one hand flat on his back, the other one holding her phone. He's got his arms wrapped around her, and the phone is sticking out from the side of her face. You know, it's his arm wraps around. I'm like, oh, of course. Why wouldn't you? Hello.
Yep.
Hello.
There's nothing like us. There's nothing like you for me. Together through the storm. There's nothing like us.
Oh, this is a good one. You haven't played this in a long time.
Maybe this can be your first dance that you dance to at your wedding.
Oh, there's nothing like us.
Hey, are you bummed out that it's not a boy? I know nobody can politically...
No, I'm not bummed out. Actually, there was a part of me that thought the first kid was going to be a boy, and then when it was a girl, it took me a minute to get my head around it. And now that I have a girl, I wouldn't have it any other way. No. So as far as this next one, I was like, health, especially at our advanced age, is the primary... More than anything ever...
That's the thing you want.
All I'm just tripping on is that. And that was a lot of the tentative. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to curse it. I'm super nervous. We had a couple bumpy beginnings. So if you're upset that I didn't share, I get that. But I do. We were tripping hard on that. We're old. We're old people.
Yes.
Very old.
wicked old.
925 says, beautiful picture of Dusty. I get her view, which she wasn't thrilled about the picture I posted, but, you know.
She looks so good.
I wanted to make a splash.
Looks great.
Healthy and
fibers. Yeah, I think it's a great picture.
Beautiful mm-hmm. smile.
And right over her shoulder is Pipeline, one of the best world-renowned surf breaks.
Who would even notice that?
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's the. It's right over her shoulder is mm-hmm, Pipeline, and mm-hmm. we're sitting in front of gas chambers, mm. not surfing, just tanning. And I'm playing in the water up to my ankles.
Yay.
Okay. It all makes sense. The new house regarding Vinny. Yeah, that was part of it, too.
Yeah.
Gonna have to have another.
Vinny was gonna have to give up his room. The old house. I noticed that you bought like a 6-bedroom house, too. So is this not gonna be the last one?
No, this is.
Are you sure?
If I have to neuter myself, I'll do it.
Oh, that was my question. I had that question, then I forgot about
if
it.
If I have to, yeah.
Are you going to get a vasectomy after this?
If she doesn't immediately get back on the thing she was taking, then yes, I would go do that.
Oh.
So it'll be up to her.
She had the Mirena IUD. That's the same
and she
one
liked
I have.
It.
They're great. And I'll tell you something. I wouldn't even care if John got snipped because that thing took away my period, took away all my cramps.
You still have yours?
I do.
Yeah. So if she wants to do that, then that's great. If she doesn't, then there will not be another.
Yeah. Now that thing is freaking kick ass. It's kick ass, man. It's a kick ass womb destroyer.
Bryn with the best Friday montage ever. All of it.
I don't know, man. He put a couple of those CF
those
songs of us
ones.
Singing.
Those
yeah,
are the best things.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
No, they're not.
Believe it or not, I'm walking on air.
That one I don't mind so much, but the other one is just a disaster.
Clap,
don't play it. I didn't say it so that you play it again.
Clap and shake it. I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions, baby.
But that was the second verse. I want you to play that.
One, two, three, four. Oh, I go crazy.
I tried to get you guys started. Maybe there's nothing holding me back.
Well, we tried.
You're wondering why we're number one.
Yeah. Oh, really? Is that
it? Right here.
It almost sounds like I edited that to make it sound more messy. But that's actually live right there.
It's almost like
one take.
It feels like we're all in different places. We're all singing a different song.
Yep.
Like,
I think
so
if we're number one, it's in spite of that.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you for sticking with us through the hard times,
we're so
listeners.
Sorry.
Take where is efficient.
Honestly, if you're gonna play a bad one, play the Hooman and Vinny doing Blackbird.
No. Yeah, don't put it
I
on
can
us.
Play the song.
Just because she asked.
Okay,
me
here we go.
Play
oh,
the
he's gonna
song
listen. He's gonna play it for real and come in and sing it. Hold on. Hold on. He's gonna bring in. He's gonna get the lyrics.
Hooman, get ready.
Pull the mic down closer to it. Just wait. He's doing the intro.
You gotta cue me then.
I'll cue you. You
Dang.
Got the lyrics
up? I'm
gonna
do this for your talent show. I'm not part of the talent show.
Yeah, you are.
I don't know. Sound like an expert.
He does.
Oh, I think that might have been it.
Well, you're supposed to cue me.
Why are you mumbling?
He's trying to find it.
And learn to fly.
All right.
Vinny, that was excellent. If he's not going to sing it,
really
I will.
Good.
That sounded really good.
I didn't even practice, everyone. There was no
play
practice
the clappy
there.
Song again.
No, what is the matter with you?
So good. Play it.
Blackbird singing part, in the day.
Why aren't you guys singing? I was just clapping.
Go crazy.
Baby, there's nothing holding me back.
That's my favorite part when you just like reading the lyrics.
Baby, there's nothing holding me back.
Keep going.
Oh my God.
Oh,
this
God.
Show is falling apart. It's a Friday for
use
sure.
That right in the pocket, as they say.
Play again.
Baby, there's nothing holding me back.
Oh, I've been shaking. I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take my place. I'll tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decision. Baby, there's nothing holding me back.
That is so
dear
good.
Lord.
Even Vaughn's laughing.
All right, well.
That's how you know it's fun.
People are laughing or crying.
We'll
one
talk to you on Monday.
Right.
Radio.com.
Alice
at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Could you have been any drier with your baby, there's nothing holding me back?
Baby, there's nothing holding me back.
Take me places and turn my reputation.
Wow, you really do seem about to get unleashed.
Right. Shot out of us.
Sexy.
Maple syrup cannon.
So right.
Molasses cannon. Well, this has been a super fun Friday.
Yay!
Show. Congratulations, Vinny.
Yay, Vinny.
You're having baby number two.
Thanks, Sarah.
Can't wait for August.
What are you going to do? You're going to take, like, Bryn took 6 weeks off. Are you going to
do
that?
I'm not taking 6 weeks off. I'll take the 2 weeks. And I'm not taking summer vacation either. So I'll take the 2 weeks maternity leave, but when you're on summer vacation, we'll still be here.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
All right. Well, have fun. Oh.
Right.
Well, actually, that's a good week for it because it's 4th of July week, and that'll actually work out because you'll already be off. So, of course, you can come to my party.
Oh.
Yeah, because it's 4th of July.
You're right.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Oh, right.
For Bryn's birthday.
Aren't we working that day?
No, because it's 4th of July.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yay. I'm so happy that you guys... I am so happy you'll be able to make my party.
God, what a disaster that was. And I played guitar for you.
I know.
Oh, that was so good.
It sounded really good. I was actually bummed he wasn't. I was like, I'll jump on and sing that.
Why didn't you? When don't you jump in?
Because I don't want to steal his thunder. But then he was like...
You already shined today.
I already shined today, too.
Yesterday
I wanted to let him shine.
In the movie reviews.
Well, play it now.
I don't want to anymore.
Oh, but
come on.
The
moment's gone. Anyway, you guys have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Have a safe trip to Disneyland, and I hope that the broadcast goes smoothly.
Yeah, I heard from a few people that said they're going to be there, so come by and say hi.
Yeah.
And that was actually, the cold splash of water occurred to me, this secret is coming out.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Michelle would have for sure called us right away and been like, holy crap, Vinny's girlfriend's pregnant.
She would have texted me, what's up with this?
Actually, they knew. Here's one of the weird things that's happened. Remember when there was a weird dates thing happening?
Yes.
There might be a chance I was going to do it later.
Yes.
And I was freaking because I'm like, you guys, we won't be able to do that because we're... And they went, oh, no problem. We'll switch you back. And that's how that went.
Interesting.
If you remember.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
It was because it was like, you guys, we can't.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. July ain't happening.
Yeah. There's nothing going down in July.
There's a countdown in July. That ain't. So that's what one of the things.
I see, Vinny.
If only you could have told your friends.
Oh,
then we would have understood what was going on.
I love you guys.
Uh-huh.
So much.
We could tell.
This explains the text I got from Vinny yesterday. I got a very weird cryptic text.
What was it?
I love you today as much as I ever have or something like that. I looked at it, I went.
What was that about?
What do I say to this?
What was that about?
It was I'll tell you off the air if you want to know.
Oh, I didn't get one of those.
I do want to know.
Oh,
well, I thought it might be just an expression of love. But then I saw it, and then I was like, oop, time for a movie. And then I just remembered that I got it right now.
No, there wasn't, you weren't supposed to write back. It was just, you know, there's been a lot going on around here, and there's been a lot of weirdness and a lot of, don't you want to go to a Salesforce Tower tour, and don't you want to come to a lunch, and aren't you wanting to perform at the meeting and the... There's been a lot of no's out of me, and I've been feeling like, geesh, so much going on outside the...
Mm. Oh.
I just want you to know I do love our show and you with all my heart.
Oh, well, that's a very nice sentiment.
I just don't necessarily want to go to the Salesforce Tower tour.
Yeah.
Well, that's not for a while anyway, Vin,
okay.
Because
just,
it's
you know,
not completed yet.
I feel weird right now.
This
crap's coming up, and I just don't
want to... He just doesn't
want to
hang with us.
No. No offense. You know, why do I want to tour a building?
And his wife works there.
Yeah, so I know. Why would I want to tour the biggest building in the city?
It's weird right now. Anyway.
All right.
That was all.
So, happy Friday, everybody. Vinny, we'll see you on Monday. Well, we won't even see you, I guess. We'll just be hearing your voice from Disneyland. That's very exciting. And Scott Caparo's back next week. He's actually going to sit in for Vinny on Tuesday. That's Vinny's
travel
day.
He'll be here for a couple hours.
Yeah.
Yay.
I know. Very exciting.
Are you glad you're missing that?
No. I love Scott. Scott definitely, after about the fifth appearance, you start going, oh, boy, I hope you're going to, you know, crush it today.
Mm.
Oh, trouble with Edson, huh? Okay.
Have you seen Edson?
Is Edson coming too?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. But some stuff's gone down in Scott's life too.
Oh, yeah.
And his husband dyed his hair white.
Oh, I thought I saw some pictures.
Yeah.
With that.
But also, Edson's been looking healthy though. So
oh, Edson's
going
doing
on
CrossFit.
With the hairdo, yeah, he looks yeah. good. So
he's just trying to be out there.
Which explains the dancing
it.
In the underwear stuff.
I guess I so. Well, I don't. Nothing
that.
Really.
That's Facebook. I don't
that
know why you
feel
that on
like
Facebook.
Private moments. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know. But who am I to say what the guy should share and what he shouldn't? Okay, I feel like we might be
we're
done now. Yeah. Have
we're
a
done.
Great weekend, you guys, and most of us will see you back here on Monday. Meet up with Vinny down at Disneyland.
Yay!
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.